We've got this is interesting today. I want to let you know that we're having just a Sean and I are having to run the radio program here literally live manually today. So you're getting this is it doesn't get any more live than this. One thing I want you to note, and I have to say this in respect to my affiliates and so forth, there will be some different spots running during the breaks on today's program, and you'll notice the intro and the outro are the old one from back in July prior to updating it to X Insurance. I'll explain all of it tomorrow, but suffice to say, we're going live as we always do. We didn't want to put one in the can for you, okay? We didn't want to run a canned program. So welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Literally, this is the livest of all live. This is live radio. I love it. Manual stuff, and it's just wonderful. I love doing this. It's old school, and I really dig it. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com Studios. This is a Car Arms microphone, and you see behind me over here, all of it being presented to you by X Insurance. More about that later. My guest today, I'm going to jump right into this, is one of my favorite people on earth. And you heard him here a couple weeks back. I guess it was about 3 weeks back when we did David Kodrea a week. Yeah. Well, it's not the week, but it's David Kodrea Day. David Kodrea, how the heck are you? As you pop up on my screen behind me here, welcome back from your vacation. You ready to rock and roll, brother?
Yeah, just totally live. You know, if I lose my head at all the insanity we're facing and say something inappropriate, does that mean I don't have a 7 second delay?
We are literally pushing buttons in real time. Now we're live every day. Let me make that clear. From 4 to 5 Eastern time, 1 to 2 Pacific time is when the show airs across the country in its live format. Other stations and affiliates run us at different times, delayed, but the actual live program runs right now, and we do have some stations carrying the broadcast live, and that's the case every single day. It's never a taped show. However, we just are having some automation issues that it's kind of difficult to explain, so Sean is really working his tail off back there in real time. Not watching stuff, but actually doing things. So it's kind of a special program today. Viewers, listeners, you will note nothing different. Well, you might. As I said, the spots will be different because we can't get to the new ones. So we're running some backups for you. But it's fun stuff. And I love it. I love doing this because this is the real deal. I mean, it doesn't get any liver than this, brother. So we're going to rock and roll with you. You ready to go, my friend?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I want to start first because I want to wrap the hour up with the Biden-Harris deal. You and I will be spending a lot of time on that, not just today, but in subsequent programs as we move forward. But you have two pieces. And if I was talking about this on my live stream earlier in the day with Rob Pincus, and I want to start with the piece that you put out on August 10th. Suit challenges Hawaii's denial of American Samoans' right to own a gun. And I need to set this up quickly. American Samoa is U.S. territory, but the residents of American Samoa are not what officially, David?
Well, they're not citizens. Technically, they are United States nationals.
Right.
But they're not fully enfranchised citizens.
Now, from what I understand, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that's by their choice, is it not? Isn't that the way it was set up? I mean, they are fiercely loyal to their Pacific island heritage. I know from even owning property in American Samoa, you have to be 50% or greater American Samoan blood. Okay, do you happen to know whether that's true or not?
You know, I don't know that, but I do know that they are also very loyal Americans in as much as right. They have the highest rate of military sign-ups of any state or territory.
And, you know, that's interesting for a number of reasons, too, and one can speculate on that. That's a very beautiful place out there in the Pacific, but it's also very small. And, boy, I'll tell you, U.S. military provides an opportunity to get off those islands and see the world, does it not? I would bet you that plays a large role for that reason. I would assume that there would have to be some that would say, yeah, that's why I went in the military.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. You know, I don't have enough knowledge about that area or the people, you know, to really come in and give you an informed opinion on that. My interest in this has basically been in this particular lawsuit, which was filed by attorney Alan Beck, mm-hmm. who partners frequently with another lawyer that you've had on this program before, Stephen Stambolia,
yes,
who has represented me and is currently representing me in several issues, including against the State Department with Brian Terry's brother, to try to shake some information loose from them on that,
mm-hmm.
including on bump stocks, including on OGs. I could probably go on and on, and we could talk the hour just talking cases I've worked with Stephen and with Alan. So this is something that came across my desk when Alan was working it, and I looked at this and I said, you know what? Nobody else is even talking about this. This is on no one else's radar. And why not? This is a citizen is being denied, or not a citizen, a U.S. national is being denied a right based on the fact that he's only a U.S. national, and this is in Hawaii. And just briefly, the plaintiff was told that he's a resident of Hawaii, he's a veteran, he was told he could not buy a gun, that he could not even get the form to apply for the permit to buy a gun because Hawaii revised statutes say that he can't because of his U.S. national status, which is absolutely just wrong and flies in the face of already established law anyway.
Can a foreign national with a U.S. permanent resident card buy a firearm legally? The answer to that
is my understanding. Yes.
The answer to that is yes, which is what fascinated me about this, because you have an American national from American Samoa, U.S. veteran in a U.S. state, denied by Hawaii. Now, I know there are people listening in Hawaii right now. I know there are. They jump in here and communicate with us during the day from time to time, and hopefully we'll see them in there today. I'd love to get some comments from you if you are in if you're anywhere in the islands listening today and you're tuned in and you're watching the stream, as some of you do, from the islands, I'd like to hear your feedback on this. But, David, that fascinated me. That alone fascinated me, and it really ticked me off, because here you've got a guy who is now having to spend money, waste his time suing, and let's make this very clear. We don't say this enough, because Hawaii generally doesn't come up that frequently, but Hawaii is the worst gun control in the United States, period. The worst of the worst. Now, I'm talking about the whole state, not an individual city like Chicago in the state of Illinois, but I'm talking about the state. Would you agree with that? If I'm wrong, let me know, but I'm pretty sure I'm right about that when it comes to Hawaii's gun laws.
Yeah, you cannot get a permit to carry concealed or open. Open if you are a security guard, okay? A few of those are handed out. But if you're just a regular citizen, you cannot carry openly or concealed, which is another case that Alan and Stephen are working on, Young v. Hawaii. And this was put on hold pending the outcome of the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus New York lawsuit that I guess the Supreme Court mooted.
Right.
And now that case is back on. This is a man, another veteran, who has been on hold for his case for, gosh, I'm not sure how many years, but he's over 70 now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the kind of thing that they'll just play it out and play it out and play it out until, everybody's, gone and passed. And so they have a hearing set up later in September,
right,
with the Ninth Circuit, I believe, to try to see what they're going to do about that. But right now, Hawaii supposedly may issue, but it's really no issue.
Hawaii is really crazy. This, and you're right. The Young case, we had Stephen on the show discussing that Young case in Hawaii. This has been going on nearly a decade. Hawaii will continue to push this until everybody's buried, and they know they can get away with it in that state. They know it. Interestingly, and let me quote from part of David's piece here before we have to manually make sure we go to the break. It's going to be fun doing this. I'm going to love this. I love old school stuff. The term national of the United States means A, a citizen of the United States, or B, a person who, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. It's tough to owe permanent allegiance to a government that denies your basic human rights.
Sorry.
Yet, in despite of that, The memorandum further points out and documents American Samoa is noted for having the highest rate of military enlistment of any U.S. state or territory. As of September 9, 2014, the local U.S. Army recruiting station in Pago Pago was ranked first in production out of 885 Army recruiting stations and centers under the United States Army Recruiting Command. This individual is one of them. American Samoa residents, according to this, is per handgun U.S. handgun law per. I'll get it out. Per handgun law U.S., and I'm going to make you sit on it until we come back from the break. All right, there's your teaser coming back in. I'll be back in these GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms microphone, all of it being brought to you by X Insurance right after this. Don't go away. We're doing manual live. I love it. This upcoming segment of Armed America is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed, inside the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone, all of it brought to you by X Insurance. And our automation is back running. So we're still live, but we're just automated now, and Sean's not having to work as hard, so good for him for that. But thanks for bearing with us in that first segment, although you probably didn't notice anything anyway. Now have all of our current spots and outros and rejoins and all that stuff for you. All right, welcome back inside the studio with me. I'm talking with David Kodria from War on Guns, waronguns.com. You can read David Kodria at ammoland.com. Just go to waronguns.com. And you'll find everything David Kodria. You can link to anywhere from there. David Kodria, welcome back, my friend. Now, I'm going to mention, again, from your piece where I was cut off at the break. Still, it's not like American Samoa's gun laws are any better than Hawaii's. All guns owned must be licensed. Curiously, the Federal Brady Act applies. And there are no provisions to carry for defense. Also, curiously, per handgunlaw.us, American Samoa residents can carry in Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Vermont, and West Virginia. Listener, do you know why they can carry in those states? I can hear you now, some of you. These states allow anyone who can legally possess a firearm to carry it concealed without any type of permit slash license. In other words, these are constitutional carry states. David, welcome back inside. This is a curious thing going on here, David. I find this fascinating.
Yeah, but I'm worried about these other states now. Doesn't that mean that they ought to be having bloodbaths on the street every day, Mark?
Well, I would imagine that if you have a Jeep, you should probably put it on lift kit, yes, to drive through those rivers of blood that we're constantly talking about. I mean,
One thing I would like to get out real quick is that both of these articles, my initial article and my follow-up article, they do appear on Ammo Land.
Yes.
So I just want to make sure that the listeners understand that, yes, you can find it from waronguns.com, but I do want to give Ammo Land the appropriate amount of credit for being the host for these articles.
One of the top 1,000 most read websites in America, by the way. All right, so there's a lawsuit here. Now, tell us about the suit, who's suing, what's happening, and then we'll segue into your second piece about this today.
Well, the plaintiff is Alanoa Nickel, and he is being represented by Alan Beck, and he is suing the state of Hawaii, and he is suing the city of Honolulu, and basically he's saying that he's being denied his right. And so, we can go ahead and segue into it because the bottom line is this story was no sooner out than it got resolved.
You know, interestingly, I was talking about this with Pincus on the live stream today, and you hadn't yet put the next piece out. This is how fast this unfolded today. And with the next headline from David is Hawaii folds on American Samoan gun ban. What can you tell us about this? Because Hawaii's not generally known to do that when it comes to firearms.
Well, I think they knew that they did not have a legal argument to stand on, and that this escalated, it would essentially just end up costing them money, and they weren't going to win anything, and it was going to look bad for them to lose. And meanwhile, costs that they would have to pay would continue to rise. So they just decided that they were going to go ahead and they were going to settle. And this is something that I had this out for like a day, and Attorney Alan Beck got a hold of me, said, I'm actually going to settle this case.
Yeah.
And I got a hold of the actual stipulation and order from the judge that basically says it stipulates that Hawaii's revised statute citizenship requirements be permanently enjoined as it applies to non-citizen United States nationals. And what that means is that Mr. Nichols' right to apply for and purchase a firearm is now recognized, and the state and county and city may no longer refuse him. And what this means is that now he's eligible to go down to the Honolulu Police Department and get the form. You know, before they wouldn't even give him the form.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Now he's eligible to be told no, right? Legally.
Well, they'll give him a firearm, but or the right to purchase a firearm in accordance with their laws. But there'll still be no carry. You know,
yeah,
Magnum
PI
is just absolute fiction. I would like to add one addendum to this.
Please.
And that is that right now the only national news on this is coming out of Ammo Land and, of course, Armed American Radio. So I appreciate the forum to announce that here. There is a limited amount of reporting. Hawaii Free Press, which is a good source. I refer to them all the time and link to their stuff all the time. They have this covered. And also a couple local Samoan sources have now picked this up and covered it. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to read you a comment on one of the Samoan websites. And what this does, Mark, you know, you and I both say we never debate with the anti-gunners because it's fruitless. We'll never change their minds. It's, you know. And so anyway, this comment says, great. Now I can just rush out and buy my gun at Walmart to add to the hundreds of millions of firearms already in this country! Exclamation point. What did you really gain from this lawsuit, Alanoa? That you can have your own little gun? I think your energies could have been better served working for, all caps, elimination of guns from America, not expanding ownership rights. And it's just, you know, you just want, you know, wish that there weren't 7-second delays sometimes.
Well, I'm glad there are 7-second delays. And my mother is glad there are 7-second delays. She is shocked that I haven't been thrown off the airwaves. You know, this stuff is passion. We're passionate about this. And if you ever have an opportunity, and I hope you do, many of you have the opportunity to sit down with me or break bread or sit down with David or me and David, even better yet, maybe at some venue in the future, you'll understand that this is the real deal. This isn't just something we talk about and then put in a box until the next radio broadcast. David spends every one of his days researching and writing about this as he's done. And you know, what else I liked about this case was, and I know I'll be hearing from him, he's been a guest on my show on a number of times in the past, and that's Mr. Barry Markowitz, who may very well be listening right now in Hawaii. Barry is a very accomplished sports photographer and journalist, and he is a Samoan, as are his children, born and raised, and he now lives in Hawaii. And I'm certain that Barry will be covering some of this in the very, very near future and talking about this if he hasn't already. And I may very well reach out to him now that this story has broke and David did such an amazing job on it and get him on the program for a hands-on from Hawaii, a man on the street in Hawaii perspective, because it is very difficult, very difficult. Firearms ownership is very difficult in Hawaii. An American state, it is mind-boggling. You know, David, we just never talk about Hawaii enough. It just never seems to come up that frequently. But when it does,
30.
It's always in the form of a lawsuit. And to me, that's sad that Hawaiian residents have to sue. And these are not nationals. These are American state. It's unbelievable. David, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to, we'll see, maybe put it, if you want to put an exclamation point on this before we move on, then we got to talk Biden. We got to talk Harris. And if I can cue this up during the break, and I can, we've got some comments that David sent me from Kamala Harris about 18 to 24-year-olds. We'll let David run with that. And Steve Harvey on one of America's favorite gun shows, America's favorite television shows, Family Feud. Guns came up in the form of an answer, and it was fascinating. We'll see if we can cue it up for you. If not, I'll just have to tell you about it. Back right after this.
Thank you.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I'll tell you, sometimes the best radio is the radio you don't get to hear. Just the timing and everything today. It's been fun. It's been old school. It's been fun. We're back to automation, but Sean and I are definitely in sync between the two studios, and I thank you for bearing with us, even though you probably can't tell. I do appreciate it very much. Facebook listeners and streamers, you're getting some pretty interesting raw feed there, and I'm going to have to. I tried to get the audio downloaded in time. I just did not have a time to do it during the break, and Sean is too busy for me to ask him to queue it up at the network, so I'm just going to have to tell you what it is when the time comes. And David, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to get the audio from Kamala Harris while I have it. I just simply did not have enough time with all the other troubles that we were having to get it into the board here. So we're going to have to tell people about Kamala Harris, and we'll go there briefly. But first, did you want an exclamation point, anything about what we were talking about, American Samoa, Hawaii, the lawsuit, anything?
Yeah, I just wanted to add an aside that, you know, Mark, over the years I've had the good fortune to get to know some people over in Hawaii who are very, very adamant about their Second Amendment and their right to keep and bear arms. And you will meet no more committed people on the planet. Yeah. And it's just that these poor folks are so outnumbered. But so often I will see comments like, well, let California fall in the ocean, or it's just New Jersey or whatever. And never forget that we have brothers and sisters on the line there, on the front lines there, that are fighting like we can't imagine because we have it so comparatively good compared to what they're going through. And never lose sight of that. There are some very brave patriots in those places that deserve our support while we rightfully scorn the quote-unquote progressive policies of the state in itself.
Yeah, and it's a shame that we have to talk about a place like Hawaii, such a beautiful place. But
it's gorgeous,
know,
yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I can honestly, I've never been to Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii, and it's, you know, Pearl Harbor's on my bucket list. But there are, you know, I don't know. I lived for 20 plus years around a bunch of palm trees, and you know, I'm okay if I don't ever get out there. I would like to, but at this stage of the game, with all this weirdness going on, who knows? Should probably get a great hotel room, right? Great rate in a hotel room right about now, I'll tell you that much.
I think they'll quarantine you for a couple of weeks, though, before you can get out. So,
well, you know,
vacation.
I can think of, I'd rather be quarantined there than in New Jersey, Connecticut, or New York, okay?
There you go.
All right, let's talk briefly about, I want to mention, and I wish I could try it, but I don't want to. I don't think the affiliates will be able to pick it up if I had to play it like this. But, David, there was a Family Feud episode that was sent to me by the offices over at the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms today and said, hey, this is awesome if you can put this up there. So I'm going to put the video up on the Armed American Radio Facebook page. If you want to check it out, facebook.com/Armed American Radio as soon as the show is over. And I'm going to put it out on my Twitter feed if you want to get it, at AAR Mark. You should be following me anyway. If you're foolish enough to have that stupid social media account, by all means, definitely follow me. I would appreciate it. But what we have here, David, if anybody's ever seen Family Feud, you win the Family Feud, and then you go to the deal at the end where you and a partner who gets hidden and can't hear you, Steve Harvey, the host, asks you questions, and then you answer them, and you get points based on the answers that you give. And if you give an answer that nobody responded to, you get a zero. In this case, the fourth question was, someone breaks into your home in the middle of the night. What do you do? Now, these people are on a clock, and they need to reach a certain point total. And the woman says, what do you reach for? He says, someone breaks into your home in the middle of the night. What's the first thing you reach for? She said, gun. And it was 38 points. It was the top answer. Then it cuts to the next video of the family member who comes out, and he says, question number four, someone breaks into your home in the middle of the night. What's the first thing you reach for? She says, gun. He says, try again, in it, because that was already picked. And what was interesting about it was a black family on Family Feud. And the mainstream, I'm surprised that this is out there, because the mainstream media doesn't want you to see stuff like this, because this is real America. This is real life. And when you hear this on a mainstream show, I'm actually surprised that it was even asked as a question. David, somebody had to realize that the answer, the initial instinctive reaction would be reach for your gun, not your phone.
That is actually so encouraging.
Yes.
Because it kind of shows where the mindset is, even though the media would like us to believe otherwise. If you ask just an average, normal person, somebody without an agenda, the question, that's what intuitively makes sense to them. And so I find that encouraging. I hope that translates into votes.
Boy, I'll tell you, I hope it does too. Now, I don't know when that originally aired. I don't really care. I know we're going to give it as much airplay as possible. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and they actually sent it to me during the break as an MP4, and I didn't have enough time to flip it over to an MP3, strip the audio off of it, and get it in the board. But I will do that, and tomorrow I'm going to start playing this. You may hear me running this from now to the election time because it's fantastic. And God bless the fine folks at the CCRKBA management in Bellevue that got it out to me and said, hey, will you run with this? Absolutely, I'll run with it. Not just now, but every day until the election. All right, David, speaking of the election, I tweeted out earlier today, here comes socialism. I saw the first, I guess it was a presser, if you will, with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris earlier this afternoon. And Joe Biden stepped out and declared his main reason for being there, from what I saw, was that if it were up to him and he were president, and what he called for was for every government official in every state, governors, and the U.S. House, the U.S. Senate, and the President of the United States to demand that every single American be forced to wear a mask anywhere outside their home in the United States of America for 3 months. There weren't very many people in attendance because I didn't hear a whole bunch of clapping, but Kamala Harris took to the podium, and the first words out of her mouth were, that's what leadership looks like, ladies and gentlemen. So to Kamala Harris, leadership is a wannabe government official demanding you wear a mask. David, go. Just go.
Translate leader into German. Führer. Okay. Der Führer has spoken. And, you know, Mark, some people can't wear masks. What's going to happen to them if they're like older people with breathing problems or health issues or things like that, where they are advised not to wear a mask because that could damage their health worse than the chances of wearing a mask and catching COVID might be? What happens if that's the case? Okay, are they going to have SWAT encounters with you know, these snitches that want to inform on them and cause a problem for them? What happens, you know, anywhere in the United States? Look, I go out when you called me earlier this afternoon, I told you I was getting ready to go out on a walk. My mm-hmm. wife and I go out, and we walk a couple miles every day on trails. You can't wear a mask on those trails. You just keep your distance from other people, and everything is fine because, I mean, you're doing some aerobics. We work it hard. And, you know, wearing a mask would just, you know, absolutely hurt our ability to do that. So this business of not understanding federalism, of course, is the other and the real threat behind this. We were not supposed to have a monarchy where an emperor could issue diktats that went down and applied to everybody. The mm-hmm. you know, colonies signed on and became states because they were assured that they were going to be able to retain the powers reserved to the states and to the people. So, I mean, this is another abrogation of our rights that these Führer wannabes are going to try to impose on us, along with the citizen disarmament that is a linchpin of their agenda.
Führer. Mein Führer. Yeah. That you will wear what I tell you to wear. Think about what I'm saying. You think about what you just heard David say. This is America. Trust me when I tell you this. This is not about wearing a mask. This is about their ability to create a mindset into you that they can get you to do any damn thing they choose. You're supposed to wear masks for every flu season now? Yeah, exactly what they want for you. Don't be that sucker. We'll be back right after this. Good heavens, good help. The The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. And I've got one sip left of Defender Coffee. Hold on. That was it. That's all that was left. And that was a hot cup, not an ice cup. You know, I like the iced Defender Coffee. AAR is the promo code at defendercoffee.com. We have some new stuff up for the Pulse TV. I'm going to put the screen back up for you so you can see it on television. You can see it on your Facebook streams. PulseTV.com/armed or text the word A-R-M-E-D, armed, to 58445 and get your AAR 9-piece germ kit from the fine folks over at Pulse TV. These guys do great work. You can do it on the web or you can go over and text it, whichever one is more convenient for you. And you'll not just see that, but you'll see everything they have over there for us on the Armed American Radio storefront. Thousands and thousands and thousands of items, and it's just wonderful how they're supporting us. So support them too. Crossbreed Holsters and 8 tactical spots will be coming up next week. Looking forward to that. MyPillow.com, the promo code is AAR. Of course, this is the Car Arms microphone, and these are the GunBroker.com studios. GunBroker.com is killing it. If you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker. I promise you. Guarantee it. Guarantee you'll find it over there. You'll battle for might battle for it, but there will be more than one, and you'll be able to get it and take it home at some point. Second Amendment Foundation, God bless Alan Gottlieb and everything they do. North American Arms, of course. FrontSight.com, get the free certificates. That's all you have to do. It's free. Even if you don't want to use it, get it. It supports Armed American Radio. It doesn't cost anybody anything, and you have a free certificate that when eventually this stuff ends, you're going to want to go, I can promise you. Let's go back to David Kodria. David, welcome back in. We talked about Kamala Harris now. We talked about the family feud. Now we got to spend time on Biden. We're going to talk about Kamala Harris now. Kamala Harris, 18 to 24-year-olds, what was it that she said?
Yeah, before we do that, let's go back to the last segment real briefly.
Please, go ahead.
About Mr. Biden being the leader. Okay, yeah. I want to read you just a brief clip from Independent, which is a United Kingdom newspaper, and it was on rules of conduct for journalists visiting North Korea, and it said Kim Jong-il was dear leader. It says Kim Jong-un, who took over power after his father passed away, may be called supreme leader or dear respected. One journalist who failed to add a title was quickly scolded, please remember the leader. Always remember the leader. And so I'm going to be making use of that one as well.
Yeah. What I'm going to wind up doing is I'm going to be stealing some of the stuff you come up with and claiming it for my own over the course of the next few months. Because believe me, David will have some fun anecdotes here as we get close to this election. And I'll take them and I just won't give him credit for it. And I'll steal them and I'll say they're mine. Is that okay, David?
Oh, what would make you different from how many times over the decade, Mark?
That's why I bring that up, because you see, David and I used to talk about things on this program, breaking stories about Fast and Furious, gun walking scandal that David broke along with Mike Vanderbo. And we would hear the next day, we would hear news personalities, as if there should be any such thing, talking about the very topics we talked about, knowing exactly where they got it and credited no sources whatsoever. It was a travesty, but it happened many, many times. In fact, David, if you remember Drudge Report back before Drudge sold out to liberals and progressive socialists and took a bunch of money and never explained it to the many millions of fans that used to read his then conservative website, prior to his sellout, you and I had seen a couple stories on Drudge Report about almost verbatim what we talked about only hours earlier. Remember that?
You know, what are you going to do, Mark?
What are you going to do, man? So I figure I'm going to steal it too, okay? All right, let's go now to Biden-Harris. This is, first off, 18 to 24-year-olds, what was it she said?
Yeah, she basically was giving a speech, and she said 18 to 24-year-olds, she said they're stupid. Mm-hmm. That's why when you put them in dormitories, they have resident assistants, because they have such lousy judgment. That's paraphrasing it, but that's pretty close to what she said. And I have that clip posted on waronguns.com, so you can go see it there. Yes. and you can get it verbatim. And isn't this curious that this is the group that is going to elect her into power if she is in fact successful at this? And I think I sent you the piece, Mark, because I said, should we tell David Hogg about this? Because he's on his Twitter feed praising Kamala Harris for everything she's going to do. And, you know, I've known and you've known many people who are quite experienced as trainers in firearms and mm-hmm. people of expertise. And the one thing they all seem to have in common is that the more accomplished they are, the less they will be willing to admit that they have finally arrived and that they know it all. They are always willing to admit that there is plenty more to learn. And yet you got these know-nothings with no life experience outside of self-aggrandizement, mm-hmm. Claiming to have all the answers and to be able to dictate to the rest of us. And they really ought to be ashamed of themselves, except they don't have the presence of mind to be.
I have family members in that category I can't wait to get my
remember how much you knew when you were 18? Man, I knew it all.
Yeah, you knew everything, right? You know, Kamala Harris, I will definitely be putting that out. I have the video clip. And again, listeners, I apologize. I've got some great audio for you today. I just was unable to get it done in time. It happened so quick and then we had issues. But besides that, it's powerful stuff. Because, and you know, that ought to be a Trump campaign ad, actually, that audio clip of her. Blatantly flat out calling 18 to 24 year olds dumb with the crowd laughing in the background. Not only does she doesn't stop there. She doubles down and continues telling you why she thinks they're dumb. Yet she's going to be appealing to them for votes. It's incredible.
And she later claimed it was a joke, kind of like Hank Johnson saying, well, Guam tipping over was a joke. And getting cover for it, you know, it's just like, Joe Biden being pals with Robert Byrd, the Ku Klux Klan mm-hmm. member, and Snopes, which is a very liberal, so to speak, debunker website, which means it doesn't debunk it. It defends the Democrats, said, well, that the quote about Biden was wrong because it said he was with the Grand Wizard right. and Byrd was only the Kleagle. And I'm thinking, you're missing the point, guys. Okay. This isn't about what his title was. This is about Biden being mentored by this guy who wore sheets.
Ain't okay. that just like a Democrat, dude? Ain't that just like a Democrat? Listen, this is clear evidence and indication. The fact that you will not see that out there by the mainstream media. You will not see Steve Harvey with the gun questions and the black family. You're not going to see it. Completely destroys their narrative. They're going to fawn all over Biden in his mask,
David. On the end of the segment.
Go ahead.
But the piece I wrote on Harris, we all know that Biden is anti-gun.
20 before music.
Anti-gun. There is one point that she raises that the other candidates have not raised, and that is she wants to expand red flag laws yes. to disarm racists yes. and disarm violent hate. And we all know, based on the smears we've seen in the past, they get to be the ones who decide what a racist is yep. and who a racism is and who a prohibited
130.
Is. And, you know, when they want to talk about putting it on the terror watch list, I have written about people on the terror watch list who flew inflatable pigs at political rallies.
I'm
so,
telling you what.
You go.
David Kodria, AmmoLand.com, and David Kodria, WarOnGuns.com. David, thanks for being here. You make my day every time you're on. I love you for it and for everything that you do and for everything that you mean to me personally and to this show and to my audience. I cannot thank you enough. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be here and open up and just bring us your wit, your intellect, your wisdom, and articulate it the way you do. Nobody can do it like David Kodria does. Unbelievable. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to get up and do it again tomorrow, albeit with some automation. And we won't have to go hand-to-hand with it. But thanks for joining me today. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you on the radio.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.